Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sistren and brethren out there, that's numero uno. We're here live in our studios at Sherman Oaks in Sherman Oaks, California, at LA Talk Radio. It's a beautiful sunny day outside. We are also syndicated on the following. Holy crap. One second. Give me a moment because there's a lot of them. It's kind of ridiculous. I need a picture. I want to post. We are on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. If I can find the goddamn. Oh, of course, my list disappeared. Assholes. Anyway, we're on, let's try this again, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Line, TuneIn, Spotify, SoundCloud, Sonos, YouTube, Spreaker. I think I got them all.
Amazon Alexa?
Oh, Amazon Alexa, goddammit.
Goddammit.
I missed one. It's all right. It's okay. We got this. Anyway, we're fucking everywhere, so. Check us out on Instagram as we are Get Real Global. We are Get Real Global R1 on Twitter and Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook. We are also found on Facebook as Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. You can also find us as Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter and on Instagram. So check us out. We're here every Wednesday live. We always have some amazing guests in studio with us. Between bands, we have authors, celebrities, sports figures, freaks, geeks, and you name it. Hell yeah. We put everybody on our show as long as you're fucking talented or have something to offer the goddamn world. I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right. We are on the air today with the infamous Hollywood Nightmare.
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
We're here.
Hell yeah.
We have had them on a couple of our shows now. We had them on our show at Petey's Place. And then we also had them on a show at the Five Star Bar. Five Star Bar was when Hidden Scars from Las Vegas was in town. Shout out to Hidden Scars. Shout out to Petey's Place.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Petey? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Devin, the sound guy? We love you guys. I don't remember the bartenders or the
fucking to the janitor.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, what's up, janitor?
Security dude. Yeah.
The one with the big beard.
Yeah, we hang out with these guys when we're at Pete. We go to Pete's Place at least a couple times a month. We're there this Sunday, in fact, at Petey's again. So.
Okay.
But the Five Star Bar, shout out to Marco and shout out to B-Side Junkie.
And their janitor as well.
Yeah, I'm just
kidding.
Kyoko.
Kyoko's B-Side Junkie. That's her,
oh, okay,
her handle on Instagram. Oh. Anyway, shout out to Kyoko. Shout out. Oh, Heath. I don't know if he's back or not. I hope Heath's back. The sound dude, he's badass down there. I'm not sure. I think the one we had the night you played was the dude with the brown hair.
We played there a couple of times.
Yeah, but remember Heath? Heath's the one with the big beard.
Yeah, that guy's good.
He's badass. Nice, yeah.
He likes to talk to the bands and communicate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he goes up beforehand, before, you know, as soon as you arrive on the scene, he's like, hey, you know, how do you guys want your stuff set up? Yeah. This, that, and the other thing.
Which is super nice.
Yeah.
There's so many sound guys out here, like, just don't even care. Like, we had a sound guy at Chain Reaction once give us 3 minutes to set up.
Oh,
like,
dang.
No sound check.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Or
that's brutal.
Sound guys that want us to, like, pay them a chunk of money to even do any of that. Like, sound check. Like, it's like,
damn.
What? Just do your job.
Right. I like a lot of the sound guys we deal with. Devin at Petey's Place is amazing. He's very communicative to the bands, and he really takes the time to set things up right. We love him. And Heath, of course. I don't know if you're back at the five-star bar, buddy, but we love you, and we miss you terribly, trust and believe. Not that the other dude is, you know, bad. It's just he's just takes too long to set shit up, and it irritates the fuck out of me.
Beef.
I can't deal with that. I can't deal with it. And then our sound dudes out at Characters Pomona are always great. The ones that
shout out
to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. He always has some great shows. We love you, Nathan Young. He's badass. Yeah. I think that's where I originally discovered you guys was through Nathan.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Because you were on the battles. Yeah. You're on the battles and at the Sage. And when and that's how I discovered them originally.
Okay.
And I was like, and then through them, it kind of let, well, then Revelry Gang hit me up because that's anime. Anime is a boyfriend. What is it? The bartender at the five-star bar. Anime. She's got the she's a skinny chick with the long black hair. Anyway, she dates one of the guys from Revelry Gang.
Oh, that's Austin's girlfriend.
Yeah, Austin, yes, Austin's girlfriend. So Austin hit me up. So she sent Austin to me, and then that's how I discovered them. But then that led me back again to you guys. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I keep coming back to Hollywood Nightmare. I'm like, that's badass, but that's good, though, because, you know,
it's like a Hollywood Nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep coming.
We had a band on Monday night. We had a show at the Rainbow Barn Grill. Shout out to Nick Fuoco of Metal Mayhem Mondays. We love you, dude. We can get you on some shows there. I have some upcoming dates if you want to jump on.
There tonight.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that. So go check it out. They're going to be at the Rainbow tonight. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's our.
Oh, was that the Open Jam? Is that the Open Jam with what's her? With Jamie?
No, this one is with this guy. His name is Chill Factor.
Oh yes, Chill Factor. Yeah. I know. Okay, I know who that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know some different people have Wednesdays. You know what I mean? Yeah. It kind of rotates between different promoters and stuff. We do all our stuff like with Nick on Mondays and Tuesdays, but it's always like the metal. It's not always metal, but it's, you know, I do a little mix.
Pretty close to metal. That's what we love about going there. It's
pretty close
spot. So like whenever we play there, it's always a fun little gig to, you know, go and play. And they usually like just play however long you want.
Right.
Like, do your thing, and then we'll have drinks and everything afterwards. So we're like, hell yeah, man.
It's always
a good time.
Right. We had a band on there called Calling Kings. Mm-hmm. They're like punkabilly, like psychobilly. They had the big bass.
Bass. Singing
it, boom, 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 boom,
right.
Like that. It's like Stray Cats, but hardcore.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they have
they're harder than the Stray Cats, you know?
One of the songs called
Hollywood Nightmare. Yeah. Exactly. Welcome to your Hollywood Nightmare. Oh, that's what I'm saying. So, it made me automatically think of you guys because you were on the show today. So, I was like, in 2 days, we're going to have Hollywood Nightmare on our show. But that's my favorite song by Calling Kings. But shout out to all the bands we had on Monday night. It was some really great bands. We really did have a good selection of bands on Monday night.
Yeah, Nick was really happy.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah,
Nick was hold on, get the book.
All right.
I went brain dead.
My high is coming down, and I don't like that.
I forgot to breed.
I know.
Too.
I forgot the weed. I forgot the tequila. I mean, I just feel like I'm falling down on
some
the job.
Bitch.
Oh,
dude,
falling down on the job, man.
Baby,
this fucking sucks.
Baby,
I don't know.
What?
How come you the only one with a microphone on?
What is this organization?
They're all on.
They are?
What the fuck are you talking about? They've been on this whole time. I swear to God, you're getting senile. Anyway.
I'm supposed to. I'm 51.
Jesus, you're only 51. Anyway.
Like Area 51.
Hey, who's storming it? Who's storming it?
Not me, Marcus.
Anyway,
Marcus,
Monday we had Echo Vox, Calling Kings, The Tragic Radicals, and Black Terror. So that was a great show. This Sunday we've got Wicked Star.
All right.
Our buddies Wicked Star. Shout out to Tony and Joe and all the guys. We got We Are the Black Things.
Oh,
shout out to Tone
show.
Raven. If I Fall, shout out to Keddie Foreman. It's a newer band that we're just dealing with. And sorry, Ring of Leaders had to drop out because difficulties with band members and whatever. It is what it is. But we're going to have Nuin Nguyen. Nguyen. I always want to say Nguyen. It looks like it'd be cooler to say Nguyen. No, Nguyen will be on for sure at 11. They usually do like a 20-25 minute set. And then I'm working on getting 9-0 for like an hour and a half. They play all the hits from like the like late 80s, all the 90s, like early 2000s kind
of
stuff.
Like a cover band?
Yeah. But they play the best songs that everybody knows. Like you just find yourself start fucking singing along and shit, you know? You're like, God damn. Like, I know that song too, and I know that one, I know that one. I'm like, yeah. That's okay. I can use them to make money. cover bands pay money.
They also get paid.
I mean, I'm saying wedding gigs, weddings, you know, anniversary parties, birthday parties. You know what I mean? Corporate events. They all want them damn cover bands. They all want cover bands. They don't want originals. On you know,
what?
Unfortunately,
what?
Many isn't that crazy? Really, played some birthday parties.
Oh, we've played a couple. One was
that'd be badass.
One got weird. Should we even explain?
Yeah, that one.
Put that closer. I want to hear this.
Oh,
get right
God.
Up there.
We ended up playing a show where like people started protesting white power.
Oh Jesus! No, really?
Yeah. It was a birthday show.
What did you think of that, my Asian friend? What did you think of that? Were you like,
I mean,
white power? Get
I mean,
on board.
Actually,
or...
not everyone in the band is white. Actually, because.
Exactly.
Everyone is kind of colored, so...
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's got something going on. They're either Hispanic, Asian. What
I mean,
else we got going on?
All we do over there is just sit down and keep sipping a beer and drinking all this stuff.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, I don't want... I'm white, and I don't want any part of that. I'm
aside
like, no.
Aside from that, it was a great birthday. And we killed the show, and someone fell.
Oh,
someone
no.
Mom fell and,
oh,
like,
damn.
Hit her face on a chair.
Oh, that shit.
That was crazy.
That sucks. Shit. That would really suck.
Yeah. they were
so.
That was one birthday show out of many. We also have this guy, Justin Cox, birthday coming up.
I know that dude's name. I know that name. I know that name.
God. He's so famous.
He's a great
I know that name. But I know the name from somewhere. Another band or something. What is it? I don't know.
Promoter.
Yes. Promoter. Yeah. I've seen him online. I think he hit me up a couple times about collaborating on some stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. That's why I knew the name. I only reckon,
many bands could play birthday parties. That's how I'm wrapping that one up.
Okay. We can try. Anyway, we're here today with Hollywood Nightmare at LA Talk Radio, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We are here talking to them about their band and what they got going on.
Oh, yeah.
And so let's talk
tequila,
a little bit more about you and the band. Like, how did you guys form? Like, when and where and how?
Very carefully.
Very carefully? Is it the original still lineup, or have you changed over time, or... I know most bands can end up getting rid of some members, putting a new member in, yeah, kind of stuff.
Yeah, we had two members leave, and we added in another member. Our original vocalist wants to join the military, so he left, and me and him had done vocals together for many years, so obviously when he left, he was like, I want you to do the vocals, and I was like, well, hell yeah.
You so do a really good job, so...
Well, thank you. Yeah, so that happened, and then our other guitarist, Logan, had to go back up to Sacramento for whatever reason. So
that
now
sucks.
We have a great new player named Jesse, who couldn't make it today.
Oh, that's okay.
He was way out on Hollywood last night. Oh, my.
That's okay. Stuff happens.
He's an animal. Yeah, but that's what we love about him, dude. Like, everything about this band is, like, very... To us, it feels very rock and roll, and so many bands out here, man. Like, we love the environment of, like, all these people that like to party and hang out and play all this awesome music.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
There's so many venues. There's so many, so many things. And I'm finding more and more venues all the time, like ones I'd never heard of before. And I'm just like, fuck yeah, let's go try that one.
Yeah.
Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? I just try different stuff and see if it works.
Yeah, man.
I've got some venues that have come and gone, and I've got some venues that have stayed.
You have
it just depends.
Venue horror stories?
Yeah. Universal Bar and Grill.
Our very first
show. Our very first show, October 24th of last year. We did a show at the Universal Bar and Grill. It was our first show ever. And there was a dude who came up there with another guy. Like, the lead singer of this one band brought one of his friends came with him.
Uh-huh.
And this friend is in another band. And so the guy, the lead singer, was going to it's like a promoter, and he does music and stuff like that. He's a producer and stuff. So he was going to produce this other dude's music and set him up and everything else. And the guy got all drunk and was whacked out on crystal meth. The other guy that came with him.
Nice.
And he kept drinking and drinking through the whole night. And he was like getting all like crazy and moshing out and jumping off furniture and shit. And then they went outside, and then he started arguing with the singer dude. And then one thing led to another, and this dude beat the living shit out of the singer.
Wow.
Literally so bad to where he had to be taken.
He socked him up, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Then the dude that got socked came back into the bar, like, I got hit, you know, help me, whatever. Uh-huh. And so it kind of calmed down a little bit. He went back outside with the dude. That's when the dude jumped on him again.
Yeah. Wow. Literally cracked his head off the pavement. The singer had to be taken by ambulance to the emergency room because his head got split open.
And then he took off. The guy took off and ran toward Universal Studios.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, there's nowhere for you to go up in there. You got Universal Studios. They got plenty of security. And then you got the mountains. You're caught. So it took him probably, 10 minutes to catch him?
Like, I don't know.
You get snatched up immediately.
It was bad, though. Hey. The dude had spent the night, the singer spent the night, all night in the hospital. He had concussion, like a bad concussion. His head was split open. He was bleeding everywhere. Bet. It was bad. Like, that's one of our biggest horror stories.
What was the band called?
The band that got socked. The guy, Grandpa's Nuts.
Was the promoter his grandpa? Because that would make some more sense.
I'm the promoter, but still.
What about the second show? Wasn't that the second show at Universal?
No, second show was the Halloween show at the 5-Star Bar.
Because we went back, cut short that night because we didn't bring enough people.
What?
Don't do that to us anymore.
Universal, remember we had the one where the lady brought the liquor in from outside.
Oh,
and
that
was drinking in the restroom drinking.
I have to say something right now.
Speaking of that, R.I.P. to David McCabe.
Oh yeah,
the drummer for the Night Enders with Minnie Green. Friday night he went to the Doll Hut in Anaheim. They found him around the corner from the Doll Hut, beaten to death. Damn. Saturday morning. So RIP to David McCabe.
Yeah.
And shout out to all his family and friends. And we're really sorry for your loss. He was a really good guy.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was a really good guy. It made CBS LA.
Yeah.
It was on the news. It was just sad. Blunt force trauma.
Yeah, please catch that person.
That night, the reason it made me think of that was because that was the band that got banned and thrown out of the Universal Bar and Grill was the Night Enders. And they got banned from that venue. And then a week later, we had them at the 5-Star Bar. And we had an incident where one of the band members' girlfriends brought alcohol in, and she wasn't supposed to. And then the bartender caught her, and mm-hmm. it was just some stuff happened, but that just happened recently. So he was a friend of mine, and he was a good person. He didn't deserve any of what happened to him. And I hope you fucking catch that piece of shit, and I hope you kill him. Put him to the death chamber. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer on this, but when he said that immediately made me think of him because this show is dedicated to David McCabe. Today's episode is dedicated to David McCabe. Amazing person, man, and drummer, and a great friend. He's a good person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to all his friends and his family for your loss. Anyway, let's move on. this Sunday night at the Petey's place in Tarzano. That show will be dedicated to David McCabe as well. Anyway, so again, didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer, just.
I wish we knew more about
that. Very emotional about that, because he was a good friend, and I was just told yesterday.
Oh, no.
One of my friends on Facebook hit me up and told me about it.
Oh, that's
too anyway. Bad. But I wanted to dedicate today and Sunday to him, to his memory. Thank you. Anyway, so let's talk more about you guys and your path, your journey. When right. So what year did you actually start?
I'm gonna leave this one.
Well, this whole project started by me and
okay.
our former lead singer Marcus.
Okay.
In 2016.
Okay.
And in 2017, right?
Yeah.
By the end of 2017, I asked this guy. He was originally from Colorado.
Right.
To ask Dang. Him to join to the band to play bass and do lead singer.
Oh wow, cool.
Yeah, and in the beginning of 2018, I found this guy over here.
Nice. Why don't you go around and introduce yourselves, by the way. Tell everybody who you are and what you do in the band.
My name is Brendan Urie, and I sing for Panic at... No, I'm Kyle Davies. Kyle Davies, and I sing.
Kyle Davies, and he sings.
I'm Scott Meek. I produce and I play guitar in a band.
Nice.
And I'm Luke Nightmare, and I play drums for the band.
Nice. I like how you have the incorporated the nightmare name into your persona. Yeah. I like it. Very nice. So do you guys have like albums out? What do you guys got going on? Do you have how many albums do you have or EPs
Our EP out, Scary as Fuck. We released that the beginning of this year, and now we're working on our full length Inferno. We have about 12 songs done.
Nice.
We're grinding this out like crazy.
Awesome.
A new music video for it that is going to be released sometime, possibly this month, actually, because
okay.
everything's, like, done, and we're just, like, waiting for the right, the final touches to be all done to let it out, and then we have...
That one's called Fire,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm, okay.
Yep, and we have two more singles that we're going to release,
okay.
and we plan on releasing one called The Haunted sometime around Halloween.
Oh, that's great.
And that's
going to
be
perfect.
A banger. I don't know what you've heard from us, but this song is going to... Oh, my God.
Yeah?
You know what's crazy is when we first started writing this new album, we were like, wow. I mean, we were really proud of Scary as Fuck.
Yeah.
And we were like, how are we going to
top that? Yeah, how are you going to top that, right?
Because we had, like... a lot of good success with that, and we were like, we want to keep the momentum going, like how are we going to do it? And once we started like getting down to it and writing, like now we're like starting to see like, all right, this is a lot better.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Yeah, no, it puts a big smile on our face every time we hear this shit. We're
yeah,
like, oh my God,
that's
like,
good though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're so excited, like we've been hustling it out so hard.
Damn.
Yeah, I can't wait for these guys to see it.
That's great. I'm looking very forward to seeing the new video. Make sure you send it to me once it's out so we can, you know, put it on our YouTube page and stuff.
We will.
Okay, awesome.
Send that to you. You'll be the first.
Sweet. I like that. I always like being the first.
Yeah. First to know, first to put out. We won't even put it out. We won't even.
Sometimes. If it's the husband, definitely. But anyway,
oh my.
It's the husband.
I mean, anyway. What do you guys have to say about this next album?
Yeah, what do you guys want?
It came together very fast.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though.
Pretty easy, too. Mm. We're just like, okay, we have all this content.
That means it was meant to be.
Yeah, pick you know and choose, and you wrote lyrics to like to most of them, and then... You know, he kept writing riffs to it.
Oh, yeah?
And we're like, okay, well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 12 songs all of a sudden. We're like, okay, we can, like, throw an album together.
Damn.
And so it was pretty cool. We're like, okay, what's the gist of it? And we chose what it was and
gave
the songs names. And
The Inferno was actually planned before we even, like, had most of the songs down because when we were releasing Scary...
Mm-hmm.
We sent CDs to 7 different countries, which was awesome. Oh, dang.
Okay.
Yeah, and so in those, we, like, made these little fun bundles, which had, like, handwritten notes, the CD itself, posters, guitar picks from it, like, all these...
A swag bag. Like, yeah, like a swag package. Supreme Hollywood. That's really smart. That's really good.
Yeah, but one thing we did with the notes was we would burn like the edges and stuff as a little Easter egg.
Oh,
because
wow.
Because we knew what the next album was going to be, and it was about Fire and Inferno.
Nice.
And all that stuff. So we were just like, that would be really cool, because a lot of these people keep the notes, you know, like they still yeah. have them. Like people leave them on like their PlayStations or hang them up in their room. So like now, like, people were messaging and they were like, that's really cool.
That is a good idea.
Like, super smart that you guys did that. And I was like, waiting too. We couldn't say anything for the longest time because we didn't want to spoil it. We wanted everyone to be still focused on the CD we just put out, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's nice that we could finally do that.
Cool. Let's play a song or two here. What do we want to play? I got 5 songs.
What do your fans like to listen to? Because we have melodic, we have medium heavy, and then we have heavy.
Our fans like to listen to everything.
Scary.
We have a wide range of people that listen to our show. Yeah,
let's just listen to the scariest book. Just the
title. Let's start off with that.
Titled track. Yep. Okay.
All right. Let's do Scariest Fuck by Hollywood Nightmare on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Welcome.
Boom. We'll be right back.
hard eyes, no compromise. So go away, there's nothing wrong with me.
Rockstar Sonia Harley, and you're listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Mwah!
Hey, this is Amy from Fallen Fury, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Jay Gordon from Orgy. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
This is Killset, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Yeah! God. Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Here's some Thorns by Hollywood Nightmare. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Enjoy.
Elvay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
What are we going to play next? That was awesome. Fuck yeah. Scary as fuck and Thorns. I love that. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. I love it.
So what are you guys' inspiration when y'all write your songs?
Yeah, how do you come up with your songs?
Nightmares, you terrorize the baby sister, or
no. The Hollywood Nightmare right. name just comes from like what you see in Hollywood. Like,
oh yeah, some crazy like, shit, right?
Yeah, a lot
really
of
crazy stuff.
Like, what's the name? Like, kind of strange. It's like, oh, yeah. Pop a squat and just like take a shit on the sidewalk.
Oh yeah,
seen someone just get jumped while they're taking a jog, or like some yeah. girl trip and spill all of her heroin. Like it's a nightmare.
Damn.
Like,
oh yeah, we've seen some stuff. I've seen some fucked
yeah,
up shit.
I've
yeah,
seen some dude jerking himself off on a sidewalk one time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and it's like
so was it in front of a venue? That'd be funny as fuck.
No, he's on like the phone with someone just walking and just like going for it. I was like,
oh my god. Oh my god.
What that?
I was like, whoever that is must be talking so dirty because he does not care.
It's 1-900 fuck me or something.
What's
yeah.
name
yeah.
that, like registered as a sex
offender. Ew. He's talking to his uncle.
What are you doing?
Telling his uncle warm, fuzzy thoughts. Oh, he must have been when I was a child. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Harry Palmer.
That was just
Harry
wrong.
Palmer.
Harry Palm. Harry Palmer.
Yeah, was it yesterday?
Mary Palmer and her five daughters.
Some girl was lying on the floor and we saw her vagina.
Oh.
It wasn't a good looking girl.
That reminds me of your ex.
Old lady.
It was your ex. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I mean, it might have been.
One time for Halloween, her underwear flew off magically, and then she fell down.
She was drunk
as hell. Her legs went up in the air, and you could
see
her whole
vagina. Fucked up my Halloween. I was so pissed.
Yeah. Oh, it is what it is.
Because it's one of the rare, I really don't do stuff for Halloween, but this particular day, I was like,
I got them to go out.
I wanted to go out and hang out for Halloween, so I was like, I'm going to go to Hollywood
and hang out. This is when he was dating someone else. This is before me. I was there. I was there, but it was before me.
She was drunk, and she ended up going to the hospital, had to call the ambulance.
Not me,
the
other chick.
Fucked up my holiday.
Not me, anyway.
Fucked up my
But he has had to do that for you, right?
No, yeah, she was drinking like a fish. Jesus Christ! Anyway.
That's our inspiration.
Ooh, that's your inspiration. You see crazy shit just happen, and you write about
it. Get drunk and then write about it.
Yeah,
damn.
No, yeah, that's exactly.
That's awesome.
I also am inspired by like horror things, like
yeah,
like just like horror films or like
fuck yeah.
stories or just
good
like,
shit. What's your favorite horror? What's your favorite horror movie? If you could narrow it down to one, there's so many amazing ones, aren't there? Yes, but if you could narrow it down to one,
Insidious was really good.
Oh yeah.
What else? I can't think. You know what? I'll remember it when I leave here, probably. That's how it'll probably
My
go.
Favorite is Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
Clive Barker. Fuck yeah. Pinhead.
That's oh, Hellraiser. Shit. I love that. I actually just watched that not long ago. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I don't mess with Rubik's Cubes because of them.
Yeah, right?
Where they come
and,
what about you guys? Do you have a favorite horror movie?
Yeah, what's your favorite horror movie?
He's like, I got a favorite
horror
movie.
Do you watch horror movies?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, good. All right, cool.
Yeah,
I like Rent and Garage and all that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
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 Which ones? What was it?
Ring.
Oh, The Ring. Yeah. The Ring is badass.
Oh, yeah, it's like scary.
Is this like a stereotyping thing because you're Asian? You just, yeah. You know, you have to watch The Ring? I mean, I'm just, you know. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I gotta fuck with you. I'm that person. I'm from the East Coast. I always tell people if I'm not fucking with you, it means I don't like you.
He's also really fuck with good at ping pong. No one.
Yeah.
He
is
the. You know what else I'm good at? Basketball, buddy.
Oh damn! Please don't tell me you're bad at math.
I'm so bad.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God, an Asian is bad at math. Oh, can please tell me you can drive.
No.
It can't drive either? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to go with the last stereotype. We're going to leave that one alone.
All right, go ahead.
You know what that one is.
What is it?
That all Asian men have small penises.
Oh, dude, mine is like so small. It's like a little potato.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He even admitted to it. No, you're not supposed to admit to it.
Oh, dude,
you're supposed to say, my dick is this big. And there you go.
Dude, you don't want to brag about your own dick. Oh.
Well, at least you're a real man. You're a real man. I appreciate you for that, dude. All right, anyway. What do we got for upcoming concerts for you guys? Let everybody know where you're going to play and where they can find you. Tonight at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Tonight at the Rainbow.
Go check them out. What time you play?
9 o'clock.
Nine, okay.
We have like a couple Whiskey A Go-Go shows. Okay.
It's on Friday.
We have.
I saw you have an Alien Ant Farm in there.
Yeah, playing with Alien Ant Farm. And on the other Whiskey A Go-Go date, we're playing with Dead Girls Academy.
I know
Dead
them.
Girls High School.
I know them. Yeah. Dead Girls Academy. That they got started by Orgy.
Yeah.
Jay Gordon is their producer.
I'm excited to play with them, too, because
they're great.
I like their songs.
Yeah, they're really good.
I tried to catch them at the last Warped Tour, but it was like they had a conflict between two bands I liked. I think it was like Ice Nine Kills and them, and I was like, I gotta see Ice Nine.
Oh, this last year's?
Yeah. The last damn Warped Tour, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still doing it, but not really.
I was, we were judges for the Vans Warped Tour.
You were?
This last year, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we were official judges for Vans Warped Tour this last year. That was a lot of blast, yeah.
How many bands, like, just...
It ended up being down... Oh, we saw so many fucking bands. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
It narrowed down to 9 at the end there. There's so many fucking, like, oh, my God.
Dude,
it was a lot.
One time went on social media and asked our fans to submit their bands to us. And we had, like, within, like, 10 minutes, we had, like, 20 bands or something.
No
and
shit.
And it just kept going on. And I had to judge all those, too, because it's like you're not going to just, like, ignore them and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And, oh, my goodness. It's time-consuming to judge bands, especially if...
It is. There's a lot to it.
Did they submit music to you, or did you have to watch them play live?
Watch them play live.
So you had to deal with, like,
everything was live. Yeah, everything was live. Every single band. But we discovered a lot of amazing bands from that.
Yeah.
That have either been on our radio show or we've had play at our concerts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we shout out to Nathan Wright, Nathan Young, Wright Records, all them. Shout out to Daniel Park from Acropolis Music Group. Shout out to him. And these are all people that work with Nathan Young. So it's like a group.
Big community.
Yeah. Let's play another song. We got three more. Well, let's do a back-to-back-to-back.
Hold on.
What order you want to play?
What's your favorite
horror movie?
And you.
He doesn't really watch horror a lot.
I watch it, but... I haven't watched any in a while, man. Now, if I got to go back, I got to go kind of old school and do like slasher movies, Freddy or Jason.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Michael Myers, man. Right. He's pretty badass.
I take
Jason Voorhees.
Has anyone seen Green Inferno? That's like the scariest movie
yet.
Because I won't watch it again.
Green Inferno. I have not seen that.
I got to
check it out then.
It's like these normal people, if you will, get captured by like this tribe of like, I don't know, they're just very, they just like torture these people.
Oh, damn.
Like, and it's so brutal. Like,
that's crazy.
A bunch of kids.
Something
Jesus.
Like, not like children, but.
Oh. I was say it's like Lord of the Flies type shit. No, it's good.
You got to answer Peggy. Before we play another song, Luke.
I'm not super into horror movies, but I used to have a group of friends I'd hang out with, and they were all into it. So I went to The Conjuring 2.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's my favorite because of what happened. I went with my homie, and afterwards, I dropped him off at home because he didn't have a car. I had a car at the time. It was like when we were teenagers. And he calls me as I'm driving back to my house. He's like, yo, bro, can you come back? I'm like, I'm scared. He was home alone because his parents were out of town, whatever. I'm like, you should, no, you're joking, right? He's like, no, dude, I'm serious. I think I see stuff.
What I should have done was said no and then gone back and like knocked on the windows and stuff and just like freaked him
He then ended up coming back to my place and kicking it because he was such a little scaredy cat.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
But it is funny when you like, if you get the experience, you know, you watching a movie by yourself in a room, you got all the lights off and you by yourself and you just like, every little thing, you hear the dog outside barking. Right.
They always want to keep the lights on, but that's how you see them.
We got like 10 minutes. I can squeeze in at least 2 songs. What do you want to play? Biohazard or Controlled? Controlled and Biohazard. All right. Let's play them. Controlled and Biohazard by Hollywood Nightmare. James Will Talk of the Blog, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
You're right. it.
We are back with Hollywood Nightmare. We're going to end this thing on a happy note. I want to thank you guys so much for being in the studio with us today. Hollywood Nightmare, yeah. Hell yeah. Amazing metal band from the LA area.
Thank you.
And where can people find you so they can, you know, listen
anywhere,
to your music and stuff?
Anywhere.
Hollywood Nightmare on
Spotify,
Facebook. Well, Hollywood Nightmare Official on Instagram. Right.
Yep.
So you can find them everywhere. Just type in Hollywood Nightmare. And you can find them pretty easy.
Yeah, it's on Google everywhere.
Yeah. So
iTunes and Spotify is where.
Do you have a website yet? Or are you thinking about getting one?
But thinking about getting one.
Okay, cool.
Working on it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So go check them out, Hollywood Nightmare, wherever music is sold online.
Yeah, we're there.
Yes, fuck yeah. And who you want to give some shout-outs real quick before we go?
Yeah.
I want to give a bunch of shout-outs over here. I want to give a shout-out to Cody Blue, who's our director for two music videos.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And Eric Mudder, who is our producer from Scary as Fuck, and Jeremy and Brendan, the guys used to play New Year's Days. They're now our producers for Inferno.
Nice. And who's your missing member? Members? Jesse?
Jesse and Raphael.
Okay, cool.
And shout out to the girl that flashed us.
Fuck yeah.
You come in and flash us too.
Yeah. Rock on. Rock on. Especially if she's really hot.
Oh, yeah.
We're okay with that.
Well, of course, if he mentioned it, she's going to be hot. She's
sweet. Rock on.
Busted.
All right, so people, go check them out tonight at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California. Hollywood Nightmare will be playing at 9 p.m., so don't miss the show. This has been a Get Real Global Entertainment Concert Series event. I'm just kidding. I say that all the time. This is produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. We don't know who these people are, but they're fucking awesome. And so thank you so
much.
Please send them money. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much to Hollywood Nightmare for being in the studio with us today. Fuck yeah. Great songs, great music. We love it. And go check them out. And go check them out on their Facebook page and everywhere else. And you can find all their concerts listed on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Come throw down with us.
Don't be shy, mates.
Don't be shy.
Next week, real quick before we head out, who we got on the show next week? We have, let's see, next week we have Deaform, also another Youngblood Productions discovery that we had. So Deaform on July 31st on Wednesday, and then come check us out on Wednesday, August 7th, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
All right.
And the Mortis dolls will be in studio with us. Shout out. Come back next week. James Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Peace out.
Gotta go.
Yeah!
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.